Having an interest to serve your municipality is commendable, but what does it entail? What are the responsibilities of a councillor or a mayor? How much do they get paid, and how much time is involved? Only a few of the many questions potential candidates might have before filling out the nomination papers. Prince Edward County wants new blood in the council chamber, so presented a workshop for potential candidates last night, where attendees learned about the three levels of government and how they interact with municipal politics. They heard details about roles and responsibilities of the various key players and obligations of the councillors. As a bonus, two former councillors were present to share their experiences campaigning and serving as councillors and former mayor. The jobs of councillors and mayor are listed as part-time and thus reflected in the remuneration. The veteran councillors were open to questions and gave honest answers. Former Mayor Quaife didn't mince words when he said that 60 hours a week wasn't uncommon. Municipal Clerk Catalina Blumenberg tells us about the event. Catalina, could you tell me why you were running this event tonight?
This event tonight was really important to ensure people who are thinking about running for office know what they're really getting into so that they can make an informed decision. It's important to know what it entails, the type of work that they would be involved in, how the process works. Governance can be, you know, a big machinery, so what is that like? And just so that they feel supported, too, through their campaign process, and to know that the clerk's office is a resource for them and that we're here to help them through their campaign.
And what areas were you talking about tonight?
We went through the roles and responsibilities of a member of council and a head of council, the mayor's role. We talked about the municipal powers, the role of staff as well, so that candidates have an understanding of how that works. But I think what was really interesting and different about tonight was they got to learn insights from people who have actually ran for office and were successful and were on previous councils. And I thought that really connected the presentation portion of the workshop, and then to have that real firsthand experience to share their stories, their successes, their failures, and what surprised them about being a member of council. I really hope that this was an event that people can have true takeaways as they're thinking about running for office.
I asked a couple of attendees their reasons for coming to the workshop, and they had this to say.
Just curiosity. I was wondering what it takes to become a counselor. I don't know if I'm going to run or not, but I was just also curious to know.
But it's in your mind to maybe run.
Like I said, I was just curious.
And did it satisfy your curiosity?
It was interesting.
What brought you to the event tonight?
I just wanted to learn more about the process and honestly wanted to maybe make some contact with some people who were maybe thinking of running and seeing what they wanted to do for the county.
And were you happy with the event tonight?
Yeah, it was wonderful. It's always nice to hear from some old veteran politicians, and just to see some people sitting around a table wanting to make the county a better place.
Attendees felt they were satisfied with the information, but were noncommittal about running for office. For the Local Journalism Initiative, FrequencyNews.ca and CJPE County FM, I'm Brenda Little.